There's a lot to like in the September employment report. The unemployment rate dropped and new job creation was quite strong. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on September 2014 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate didn't incrementally decline, it actually declined in September, by 0.2% to 5.9%, the first time it has been below 6% in more than 6 years. Just a year ago, in September 2013, it was 7.2%. The reason the unemployment rate dropped was because the labor force contracted by 97,000 and there were 232,000 more employed persons, and the number of unemployed persons declined by 329,000. Those not in the workforce increased by 315,000. In other words, the size of the workforce shrank at the same time many more people found jobs, and there was even a larger number of fewer unemployed persons. Therefore, the unemployment rate significantly moved lower. The results from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Jobs Survey or Report, the total number of jobs was up 248,000, and that was a nice improvement from August's gain of only 180,000, and on par with July's growth of 243,000. A year ago, in September 2013, total non-farm jobs grew by only 164,000. The private goods producing sector grew by 29,000 jobs in September compared to growth of only 14,000 in August, but still much below July's gain of 63,000. Building new jobs by the construction sector was steady with the addition of 16,000 jobs in September, the same amount it added in August, but off July's gain of 30,000. Manufacturers made up lost ground in September with 4,000 more jobs, which is the same amount of jobs they cut in August. In July, manufacturers added 24,000 jobs, and a year earlier, in September 2013, they added 3,000. Mining and logging was busy, with growth of 9,000 jobs in September, the same number it added in July. In the intervening month of August, it added only 2,000 jobs. The private service providing sector increased its pace of new hiring with 207,000 more jobs in September, which was better than the 161,000 it added in August and the 176,000 it grew by in July, as well as the 131,000 jobs it increased a year earlier in September 2013. The retail trade sector did quite well by bringing in over 35,000 more jobs in September after removing 4,700 from its job inventory in August. In September 2013, it added little more than 27,000 jobs. The professional and business services sector job growth picked up a bit with 81,000 more jobs in September after adding 63,000 in August. Computer systems design and related services added 49,000 jobs in September, which was a little bit of an improvement from August. Management and technical consulting services was able to grow by 11,500 jobs in September, and that was a big jump from the 2,100 it added in August. Architectural engineering services added 6,000 jobs in September, and that was greater than the 2,600 it added in August. The education and health services sector added a total of 32,000 jobs in September, with the sector's highly seasonal educational services subsector increasing by almost 9,000. Therefore, growth in the healthcare and social assistance portion was almost 23,000, which was not as healthy as the almost 41,000 increase in August. In September 2013, it added only 14,500 jobs. Home healthcare services was up 6,800 jobs in September, which was better than the 4,800 job gain in August. New hiring in the leisure and hospitality sector was 33,000 in September, and that was quite an improvement from the 20,000 it added in August. In September 2013, it added only 9,000 jobs. The total number of government jobs was up by 12,000. The federal government was down 2,000. State government was up by 22,000. And local government declined by 8,000. Temporary help services continued to grow and reach new highs with consistent and strong growth. In September, temporary help services was up 19,700 jobs to 2,933,500, which was a 0.7% sequential growth and year-on-year growth of 8.6%. In August, temporary help services was up by almost 25,000 jobs, which was a fairly large upward revision from the previously reported growth of 13,000. As we have observed in the past, revisions tend to be magnified at the end of the year as the Bureau of Labor Statistics approaches its annual benchmarking process, which takes place early in the next year. Temporary Help Services market share, that is its portion of all jobs, continued to increase and reached an all-time high of 2.104% in September, the first time it breached 2.1%. In August, it was 2.093%. It was 1.974% in September 2013. Last month, we started out this podcast by saying, although the unemployment rate ticked downward, which is good, new job creation was rather weak and could have been better. This month's data painted a much brighter and prettier picture. The unemployment rate dropped significantly, and new job creation was very strong, especially in light of last month's rather anemic performance. Last month's podcast concluded with a statement that it was sort of a two steps forward and one step back sort of labor economy. This month, it was all forward motion, and this month's jobs report is clearly one for the win column. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. A fully interactive video version of this report, with the ability to replay only certain sections and view charts and tables in greater detail, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.